Dr. Samantha Bauer stood on top of the Hotel Intercontinental in Kinshasa. The city was surprisingly modern, despite the poverty and horror that surrounded it. An outbreak of Ebola hemorrhagic fever had been reported less than 3 days before at the Kinshasa General Hospital. Though Ebola was destructive, she knew of something even worse. Black pox. More specifically, a new strain that the CDC had termed Agent X, spread in a way she had never seen. Samantha exhaled and leaned her head against the wall. The outbreak had been contained. She was there to fill out paperwork and submit her findings to the CDC and World Health Organization. Her cell phone buzzed, and her boyfriend's name appeared on the screen. "Hey," she answered.
"Hey,"
he replied after a slight delay from the distance.
"How's everything there?"
"As awful as you'd think. I don't want to talk about here, though. Tell me what's happening there. What happened on Game of Thrones yesterday?"
"A lot of nudity and violence."
"I'll take that over what I'm seeing any day." A pause.
"I shouldn't tell you this."
"What is it?"
"Your sister's in California right now, right?"
"Yeah, Disneyland." Duncan paused.
"Get her out. Now."
"What do you mean, get her out?"
"I mean, call her right now, right after you hang up with me, and tell her that she has to be on the next plane out. If she waits until morning, it's too late."
"Why? What's going on, Duncan?"
"Not on the phone. Please, come see me right away. And call your sister."
Out in the dark, Virginia went with Beanie. This was escape, not only from the villa and from fear and anger, but escape also from childhood. For here she was, walking through the night with someone beside her who was tall and handsome and assured. And surely it would not be too difficult to pretend that he was not Beanie, but that he was someone like her imaginary companions, strong and full of knowledge, and strangest of all, extraordinarily interested in her.
"Why so silent, Ladybug?"
Beanie asked. "I don't feel like talking."
"I like the way you look tonight," he said. "Angry and sort of excited. Are you still angry with me?"
"With you? Why bother?" He held her hand more tightly.
"Stop diminishing me, Virginia. You've squelched me to a pulp already."
She smiled at him radiantly, because tonight he wasn't Beanie. "I'll be delightful," she said, swinging his hand. Coming home to Kissing Bridge from Paris was mostly uneventful, except that I was right back where I had started 2 months ago when I left, heartbroken and penniless. And I had reached a new low, even for me, when I got a misdemeanor last week for doing donuts in an abandoned parking lot during a blizzard. The radio announced blizzard warnings and a driving ban in effect. That meant I wasn't allowed to go back up the mountain road home. What was a not-too-smart, rebellious Catwoman supposed to do? In retrospect, I should have just ignored the warnings and hightailed it up the mountain road home. Instead, I obeyed the law, and I turned on a good classic radio channel. Before I knew it, I was the only car left in the parking lot, and one of those beers in the back seat just got unpopped. Essentially, I was stuck, and sad, and pathetic. So I took the opportunity. I took a quick check around to make sure I was alone, then revved up the engine of my truck and smashed that gas pedal to the floor. After I picked up enough speed on the icy ground, I slammed on the brakes and spun that little Ford pickup in the tightest, fastest donut 360 three times in a row. It was amazing. Except for Fuzzbottom. Detective Fuzzbottom pulled me over just as I finished a wicked spin, culminating in a 100-foot skid. I was still hand-pumping for myself when he knocked on my window to get my attention. I rolled it down and smiled. "Did you see that donut, man? That was awesome!" Fuzzbottom didn't smile back.